Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
Happy Wednesday.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
The hump day. As you know, our stocking stills are stocking stills. As you know, our stocking skills are top notch. And so we have mutual friends, and I've been trying to stalk you for quite some time, maybe like 1 year. I was like, now's the time.
Okay. Perfect timing.
I just saw them. We went out with Ashley for her birthday. Shout out to Ashley Wright. Hey, girl. Hey,
love
hey
you,
girl.
Ashley.
And I was like, this is perfect time. Now they're my friends.
Yeah. We love a Scorpio. Just found out you.
Oh yeah. What's your sign?
We're both Aquarius.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. You know what? I'm always like, Aquariuses are air signs, right?
Yeah.
But they're water bearers.
Definitely.
Okay, that's why I was wondering.
Everyone gets confused.
I was confused about that. Water bearers mean like what, they hold water?
They hold us. Yeah. So you see, Orlando's my holder.
And like the water represents truth telling. And we're going to give you the truth.
Oh.
It represents a lot of freedom and truth and honesty.
Dope. Well, let's get to it then. Let's get the truth out then on this episode. We were out there and we hadn't filling out. You know, we've been doing these questions with the couples. And Adrian was like, how deep are we going to go? Are we going to keep it surface? I was like, bitch, do you know what show you're on? I was like, I'm glad I overheard this plan over here.
Listen, because it's layers.
She has layers. She could go deep.
I was like, no, we're going deep.
Okay. Not too much. You can't be too much over here. I already told you the story earlier.
I was telling
them about our episode called You Sacrificed a What?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Lots of truth telling.
Yeah.
But you know,
thankfully PETA didn't come for us. Maybe they would come now. I'm glad we did that a few years ago.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, people eat fried chicken every day. What's the difference?
Child, we don't even know if it's fried chicken at this point.
That's,
we don't know
what
that's true. That's because hard. Someone's, was it you that sent me that shit?
Yes, bitch. Yesterday I found out that the FDA has recently approved lab made meats for America that will launch next year.
They are trying to kill us.
AKA, it's time to get the fuck out of this bitch.
That's on God.
I mean, that's really what, like, any of those, like, fake vegetarian meats are anyway, too.
Listen.
And we learned that the hard way.
And that's why I stopped eating that shit.
We've been vegan now for 8 years. I'm going to say ish, because we're from Florida, so we sometimes eat a crab leg.
Hallelujah.
Dipped in vegan butter.
Right. Hallelujah.
But no, we can't do the meat. That's like really bad.
Yeah, it's like, that's how we started out. You know, when you're transitioning, you eat a lot of the fake meat. But now, especially if you have TikTok, it's a video about everything. You just like, well,
you know too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Eat air, bitch.
Yeah. That's all we got so far.
Irritating.
You can't even trust the vegetables, the fruit. You can't trust nothing.
No, listen, in 2023, I'm committed to finally starting a garden in my backyard. Oh, I have all this space in my backyard that I'm doing nothing with. And I was like, I need to just go ahead and practice my off-the-grid living now.
Okay.
And know how to fucking, I don't even know how to plant a fucking tomato.
Same.
Well, I'm a die.
Same.
And Ashley knows how to plant
her. Yeah. Ashley knows. Taught me.
Okay, I'm gonna have that bitch come over because she lives down the street. She lives right down the street. Yes. Please help me set up my garden, Ashley. Yes, if you're watching this,
and like, she will force feed you her stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, right, here's some lavender.
So, ladies, let us. I want to know how you guys met. How you guys became to be the Muses, besides that being the best last name ever in the history of last of names.
Which is an actual real last name.
I know. You were telling me that. Yeah, it's wild.
I thought for sure it was like your cool Instagram. Like,
no, my daddy and his daddy and his daddy were all Muses.
That's amazing.
So, baby, you tell it. You tell
so, me. We met originally. We're both from Florida. And this was around 2012. And back then, Adrian was a club promoter. Mm. And so one of my friends back then was a part of her house. She had a house. She was a house mother, House of Adini. And so it was an event in Orlando. And you didn't come because... you stayed back because your girlfriend at the time was cop blocking and didn't want you to come. But I was in Orlando there with my friend, and I was like, oh man, she ain't coming. And then out of nowhere, she pops up.
So you're trying to steal her? You had a plan to steal her?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So because we
you kinda, peeped her on Instagram or what?
Like, no. So this was like maybe around the summertime, like around June, July. But February, around the Super Bowl, my friend cut hair. And so I was just chilling at her barbershop, and she had like a little Super Bowl party at her barbershop. And she came with a whole bunch of women. And then I just remember sitting in the chair, and I was just like, who is that? And then, you know, she kind of didn't want to tell me, you know, cop blocking too. But, you know, I'm an Aquarius. I'm going to find out. But ever since then, I saw her from across the room. It's like when I instantly saw her, I felt something that I've never felt before. Kind of like an energy pull, to the point where it's like I don't approach anyone. I've never had when it came to a relationship where I talked to, you know, people always approach me. But something about her was like, no, I have to find out who this is. So I stalked her. I found out what club she was promoting at in Jacksonville before the whole Orlando thing, and I would just show up. And so Orlando, when she popped up, I was like, oh, this is your moment. Like, she's here, so you have to seal the deal. And so had a few drinks, you know, got to get that liquor courage. And because I knew she had a girlfriend, I had to play it respectful. So they played Beyonce, Speechless.
Which we are.
Huge Beehive. And so.
Yes, I saw the witchy TikTok.
For 18 years. It gets serious. We grew up together. But anyways.
Yeah, they played Beyonce, Speechless. And I end up doing a lap dance, not on her, but to one of her friends that was like in her party.
You're like, look at these moves,
but
bitch.
Enough to where she knew that the dance was for her.
You were like, looking at eye contact. You're like,
absolutely.
Is that eye contact?
I want you to know that. You can have these moves.
Like,
dancing.
This could be you.
Yes, like, you she knew. I had to put it out there. And then to make a long story short, you know, the after party went back to her hotel. You know, I was just, you know, being a little loosey or whatever. You know, just still putting myself out there.
No, she came and laid... She had on nothing, pretty much.
She came back to the hotel and
she knocked on my door. Whoa. And no one was there yet. It was just...
She was first to show up.
Yeah, she was the first to show up. And she just laid down on my bed, like with the I can't even call them booty shorts. At that point, they were just panties.
It was just, I had on panties and stockings, but I also had like this long button-down shirt. So it kind of like covered my butt. Okay. But, you know, you get a little frisky. It's going to, you know, show some
Yeah,
stuff.
We didn't fuck, but... I wanted to.
You're like, wow, this girl wants me. Yeah. This is like some groupie status. Not the first one at the hotel.
Not my story, though. That's from her perspective. When she came into the hotel room, and then, like, after people were coming in and out, we were having a good time or whatever, I had to pee. So they were in the bathroom. Her and her friend was in the bathroom, and I was like, I'm going to need y'all to get out. I got to go. So she didn't want to leave. She was like, you're going to pee right here in front of me.
That's right.
And I was like, please leave. Please. So as I'm walking out, I peed. She didn't leave. As we were walking out, I happened to just kind of like look back. And we kind of caught each other's eye contact reflection in the mirror. And I'm a witch. I've always had it. I saw literally in a split second our entire life.
Oh, wow.
In that one glance. And I was like, it was like, it grabbed my heart. I was like, I shut the door and I was like... And I did not want to be with the bitch that was home. And I left her.
That is some truth.
Wow.
Actually, I kicked her out, if we want to be honest. And wow. She came the next night, and we have not spent a night apart for 10 years.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. You just made a call and was like, hey, bitch, you're going to have to get out of my house.
Well, she was already causing trouble.
She was already on her way out.
Yes. She was already leaving the door wide open. I mean, she would even come to the house and see us in her room. I'm laying on the bed with her at the foot of the bed, but you come in and you see your girlfriend laying in the bed with another girl, and you just going to take a shower and excuse yourself and go back in the living room?
Okay. Well, that was a normal thing though at my house. Like, I used to throw parties, so people would just...
You guys were open?
Who? In what way?
You and the ex, like, had an open relationship?
No.
Okay.
She was just dumb.
Okay. I was never in the history of lesbian really relationships was. Have I heard of any such passiveness.
Actually, my first relationship was...
I hope she doesn't hear this.
She's like, she does. She does. I mean, girl, thank you. Because, I mean, you left the door wide open. I walked right in.
I hope she learned her lesson, girl.
I hope so, too. I wish her the best.
I'm sure she did.
In hell.
Yeah. What did she say?
Yeah. We all have a few of those, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, she's my baby. She's my best friend.
To really know, like, that immediate, like, that pull is, like...
Yeah, that's something that's never happened.
And to act on it, really, too, because a lot of people feel that way, and then they're like, oh, no, I'm tripping. Like,
That would have been sad. Because I know it's rare. It's so rare. And I'm already, like, naturally kind of anxious socially. So it could have happened. Like, I could have just been like, you know, sometimes people aren't healed enough to even accept it. Yeah. Like you said, like, not even paying attention.
I was going to make sure you accepted it, though. So, you know.
Well, I needed it.
I was planting the seeds.
Yeah. She was fast.
So you moved the other bitch out. You moved in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from there, like how, because you guys are married, right?
Yes.
When did you like, we need to be married. I want to be with you. This is that.
So I think we were together for like 2 years.
Yeah, dating.
Yeah, and then. Fast.
You know what they say. I can say this as a former lesbian. I don't know if you guys know. I'm a former lesbian.
Once a lesbian, always a lesbian.
Okay, well, I agree.
I really want to hear from the lesbians because because she's been saying this for years that she a former lesbian. She just no longer lesbian anymore.
She had
too many dramas and she had to get out.
It happened.
I get it.
I lost a lot of exes to men.
Lesbians are a little bit of drama, and also like it's like dog years. Like if you be with a lesbian for 1 year, and a lesbian years is 5 years because they haven't left each other's side the whole year.
Yeah. So we ancient then, if that's true.
If y'all together for 10 years, in lesbian years, that's 35.
Okay.
Yeah. But so like, what was the journey into marriage?
Oh yeah, so we dated like maybe 2 years, and then. Yeah, we dated for like 2 years, and then my birthday came around in January 2014, and she was like, well, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I was like, you know what? I was like, let's get married. Let's just get married. Like, we kind of already knew our relationship.
I'm gonna do that
forever.
To my nigga.
I know.
That's
my birthday.
I am doing that to my nigga.
Well,
whatever you like.
Yeah, but we kind of already knew, like, we were going to be together forever, so... She was like, all right. So, you know, we bought round trip tickets, and this was before marriage was legal everywhere, but it was legal in California. So we left Jacksonville, took the girls. Of course, they had to be there. Just did a little courthouse marriage reunion or whatever.
Just you and your two daughters?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And then I guess you can go from there.
I'm trying to decide if I want to say it or not.
Go ahead. Yeah. This is where you say it.
Okay. So I used to be married to a man. We grew up in church together. So that's all I kind of knew. So there, my daughters are from my very young marriage.
So you were married, you had kids. Mm-hmm. At that point when you were in the relationship with him, were you aware that you liked women or were you in
Absolutely.
Denial?
I got my ass beat a lot as a little girl, for being caught messing around with girls
like
in church.
Punching and shit.
Absolutely. Funerals, everything was bad. So he knew. He was actually the first person that I came out to.
Okay.
So to me, it was just the closeness of it, at least being able to have that. And he was also a really good friend. So we grew up together. Like, he taught me how to ride a bike and shit. Like, okay. We knew each other. But I know his secrets, too. So, yeah. So we just definitely, after about 2 years of being married to him, it was like, okay, we can't fake this anymore. I'm tired of imagining you with titties.
Right.
I need it. So
I need real titties. Mm-hmm.
I just had this vision. I don't know if you watch House of Dragon.
You know what? We started. It's so good, but we didn't finish.
Okay, because they have like an arrangement in marriage. Oh, like there's like a special arrangement. They're like, look, I know you like men, and I know that I like my My uncle.
Oh, shit. We're going to just get married. Okay.
God. That surprised the hell out of me.
I missed that part, girl.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh. Sorry. Teaser.
Listen.
Spoiler alert. It makes sense, though, actually.
But I just had this vision of them. Like, they made this agreement. They were like, look, of, like, you making this agreement with your husband. Like, look, ooh, you know.
Don't call him that.
Sorry. Your
ex. Jesus. Your baby's daddy.
Yo.
Yes. Girl.
The sperm donor.
Thank you.
Listen.
That's the one.
You guys still have a good relationship now?
Mm-mm. We don't talk. He outed me. Mm. So he's the reason. Girl, it gets deep. We ended up getting homeless because we got married. And so he just basically told anyone that would listen.
So you divorced him and then you guys got married. And because he was upset, he told everybody.
No, he was mad because I decided to leave him. This was way before.
Yeah, way before.
Children were little girls, very, okay, very young. And so I was like 20, maybe 23, 24 at the time.
When you decided to leave him.
To leave him, yeah. And he just couldn't handle that. He didn't want.
And you told him, I want to go be with women. And then he, mm-hmm, told everybody. And
he caught me cheating with a woman.
Okay, at the house?
At her house. Okay. I was supposed to be at work. And he showed up at my job and I wasn't there.
Scandalous. Yeah. Scandalous. Okay, so then you left him. Mm-hmm. And he, because you come from a religious background.
Yes, both of my parents are pastors.
Okay, and then he told everybody, listen, she's, oh yeah,
he turned everyone against me. It was a whole debacle. It was bad.
And then your parents acted like they had no idea that was gonna, like,
absolutely had to.
Yeah, but they were not happy about it.
No, we didn't talk for maybe a year or two.
And how about your parents?
I've had like little situations like as a kid when it comes to being a lesbian. I think my mom thought that it was a phase.
Yeah.
But I don't think she really came to terms with it until I met Adrian.
Yeah, she's got the best mom in the world.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Hey, mama.
And how was that for your girls? Because obviously they were small. I mean, and kids, they were like, okay, yeah, whatever, you're happy, me too. But, like, yeah, was it a huge, like, shift because now mom has a girlfriend? Or, like, how did you introduce that shift to your girls?
Well, at first, initially, I was very, very, like, meticulously careful about who I brought in and out. So they would, like, they didn't know for a long time. But my oldest daughter, the Scorpio, she's brilliant. And always knew, just emotional, you know, so yeah, she could see it. And so she just was in the bathroom one day. I was doing her hair. She's like six, maybe. And she goes, Mom, are you gay? And I was
that
like,
that sounds like some real Scorpio child.
No,
shit.
Seriously. It was frightening. And I was like, yes.
I can't lie to her.
Yeah. And she goes, it's okay. You're happy now. Oh. And I'll never forget that. And they're now gay. So.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank,
oh,
God.
My God, that makes my
you
heart.
You said thank God?
Because mm-hmm. Who has energy? No offense, but who has energy for that? Men's, I could.
Men are.
Stress. It stressed me out. Yeah. You'll see when your baby gets older. You'll see.
Oh, why? Because the couple boyfriends they did had, you were like, I don't have time for this. I mean, I feel like lesbian drama.
No, it's still, listen, you, with girls, you're going to deal with the tears, no matter who it is.
Right. Yeah.
That's the hard part. People don't like to think about that part. Heartbreaks. But, oh my God, it's horrible watching your daughters just have to go through. And we were all dumb and young, you know.
Everybody.
So. Did your daughters explore both sides, mm-hmm, and then made that choice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I get it. It is. You're probably right.
Yeah, I just think it's the new generation, too. They're just open. They don't
care.
They're
way more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They,
they're,
yeah,
more fluid. They're like, yeah, they, I met like a guy, yeah, next week.
They don't want, like, no, yeah, kids. They like, oh, uh-uh, yeah. Yeah.
No kids. They don't want anything. Right?
My daughter said the same thing. Is that
it's the generation.
She said what?
She doesn't want any kids.
They do not want
she
babies.
She says it consistently.
I said, mm-hmm, that too, though, growing up. I said that up until, like, basically I got pregnant.
Never.
I was like, fine, I submit. So after that, it seems like, did you kind of, because your parents kind of, well, how old were you then? You said you were about 23 or 24?
When I was outed?
Yeah, and then, mm-hmm, you were homeless. Well, then how did you kind of like recover from that space and then become a house mother?
So I was like, hey, if the city knows I'm
you going
gay
in
now, let's be gay.
Come to let's my party.
I'm gay,
listen,
gay now.
I started throwing like ladies' nights at my house. And then one weekend, it went from like five girls to like 50. And so we ended up doing venues. And then that grew. And then it just became this thing where in the South, there, especially at the time, there was only one gay club. And it was like this hole in the wall place, which ironically, my ex-husband ended up being a security guard there to stalk me.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God. Stayed there.
Yeah, long after like they were no longer in a relationship.
Like he wanted to just come to, he wanted to see what's popping at the lesbian bar.
Well, it wasn't a lesbian. It was a gay bar.
He wanted to see what's popping at the bar.
These are facts. So I'm not even saying shit that people don't know. But so help me. ADHD bad. Where was I going with this?
So I guess they wanted to know like pretty much how everything led up to.
Well, you started doing these. So you went from five women to 50 to venues. Right.
And then I just became a whore. It was like a kid in the candy stores, major suppression my whole life, trying to push it down for the Lord, you know, do my due diligence and be fruitful and multiply. That was my programming. You know, I was brought up to be the next preacher.
To take over.
Absolutely. I'm the oldest. And that was the thing. Right. So it was like, I'm just going to live for the devil now. And
hallelujah.
I did it big.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, not only your sexuality, obviously, that's, like, forbidden in the Christianity. Absolutely. But then to take it to the next step is, like, because I heard you identify as a witch, so do we. And, you know, for, like, black women that, for just black people, for a long time, I feel like, even till like, yesterday, it's, like,
what? Yeah, witch? It's still.
It's still a thing. And I even recently, it's, like, this year where Erica lets me say it. She's, like, stop saying that. People are going to get the wrong idea. I'm, like, she's, like, not when everyone's comfortable with the word witch. I'm, like, but I'm a witch. But, like.
You know what? I think you should hold on to that boldly because it took so many years for me to actually come out and say it. Because I'd done it in secret and silence. Only my family and shit would know. But, like, we are out here heavy. And we need support. You know,
we need to like make a black witch support group.
It needs to happen.
I just want to make an announcement. I'm coming out publicly
today, November, whatever 21st. Day it is.
We welcome
coming out
you.
Publicly as a witch.
A witch?
A witch. Right. I told my daughter, she's like, you're a witch, right? I was like, yeah. And she's like, if my friends at school ask you, you better say yeah. I was like, duh.
See? They get it. I love the younger generation. They get it.
They have no question. She's like, I'm a fairy, werewolf, witch. I was like, okay.
Love it. And do you know how many witches are in the church? People don't even realize that.
Well, there's a very thin veil between like being a witch and the church. You know, like magic, you know, I sacrifice to fucking whatever. But, you know, where do you think that comes from?
Definitely.
It's all rooted in like ritual and ceremony and magic.
Shit. Yeah. Everything in the church, the altar. Yep. I mean, I was a, what did they call me growing up in the church? A prophetess, the young prophetess.
That's like
but
intuitive.
Now that I don't say it's for the Lord, I'm a psychic and I'm
the devil.
Satanic.
Well, that's the thing when people are like witchiness or like tarot cards, you know, people are like, get those cards in that sage away from me. But it's like the whole motherfucking Bible is written by some niggas who had a prophecy.
Literally. It's a whole spell book in itself.
Right.
So how did that come to be? Like, how did you still, like, not only own your sexuality, but then come out as a witch and, like, hone in on your, like, your ability to manifest and then tell people and not feel, you know, away? Came out as a lesbian and a witch.
So it was a journey. And I'll say I had a lot of, like, deconstructing of the church that I needed to do because I was born in it. So while little girls were learning 1 + 1 = 2, I was learning I will spend eternity in a bottomless pit of hell, which caused like a lot of anxiety growing up. It's always like this subconscious feeling of impending doom. Mm. And I had to, because the rapture, you're always just afraid.
It's going
to
happen. Right.
So like I had to work through that. So it took about, I would say 8 years, around 8 years before I even was okay with it internally. And then finally my daughters, they were just like, you need to fucking be real and just be authentic. And people need to know who you are because you're a dope bitch. And I was like, and I usually listen to them. Like, I just listen to my kids. Yeah.
Kids are smarter.
Yeah, they are. So they were like, Mom, do the fucking TikTok and be witches.
Literally, that's what they said.
We ignored her for like a month.
Yeah.
Because I'm an Aquarius. I'm stubborn. So I'm like, no, I'm an artist. I don't want to do that. I paint.
I'm
going to
fuck up my other shit. Like, they're not going to buy art for me. They think I'm a witch.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what's the fear.
You're going to take black magics in the paint.
It's so bad. But it was completely the opposite. My art soared afterwards and just living more authentically. Thank God for
and
kids,
then it was
man.
Like a whole community of people just on TikTok waiting like,
yeah,
where have you been, aunties? Oh my God. Like really, like, and a lot of like people were commenting saying like, oh my gosh, like we need guidance on, you know, I'm lesbian or I'm gay or I'm dealing with this. And like, it's like, wow, you really don't know who your tribe is if you don't really put yourself out there. Like, we all need each other.
Or how do I secretly set up an altar without anyone in my family knowing?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Like, damn, I wish I had that shit, right? You know, growing up. So it worked.
Wow, that's amazing. It's true. You don't know until you do it. Even with us, like, I had no idea. We had no idea that, like, women felt how we were feeling. And that, like, you know, like, that us just speaking our truth would be, I don't know, revolutionary in ways. Like, because I'm like,
you're on it. Because it's, we now are entering into the age of Aquarius. And if you remember, that's what's happening. Old systems are crumbling. Mm-hmm. Old, everything, even the economy. Money itself. So the old ways, we're moving out of the Piscean era. That was like heavy religion, heavy leadership, heavy like moralism and all this bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. But now your power lies in being authentic. Mm-hmm. That represents the age of Aquarius. Mm. So we're all walking in purpose right now.
We are. Amen. It feels good.
Right.
And that's why your art started to soar too. I mean, you like open up this like portal for yourself when you walk in your authenticity, like things just kind of start to lay out for you. And I know like the moment you stop doing that, things start to go like,
yeah. Absolutely. Like, even my art started becoming witchy. Like it was a whole demographic just
waiting.
Yeah.
And also I think when you walk in like authenticity, like you find your people.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. You know, it's just so easy. So you know, like your people will start to gravitate to you. Your tribe gets bigger and stronger. So and the people you're supposed to be around, you don't have to hide for or adjust or like watch what you say because, absolutely. Like, bitch, you know I'm a witch. Don't come around here if you got a problem.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. So it's like, people do themselves a disservice of like not being themselves. And then I'm always like curious because people are like, how do you like, it's so nice how you're so able to be yourself. I'm like, bitch, I don't know any other way to be. How are you out here being anything else than yourself? I can't help.
But some people are.
It's exhausting.
You know, I think it's very easy to not be yourself actually, because I think it's almost, you have to fight to be yourself in this day and age, in this society, with religion, with even social media, wanting to look and be like other people and wanting to fit in. It's actually harder to be yourself and actually figure out who the fuck that is anyway.
Yeah,
like, is this myself or is that like, and really get into that.
Yeah, true.
So I think you've always really just had that in you naturally.
Unfortunately it's been very difficult to refrain from
ways. I had to learn it the hard way, dropping those masks. Like, I had to wear so many masks and it was just exhausting. You get burnt out and then finally, fuck y'all.
I'm worshiping the devil.
Okay. I'm going all the way to the other extreme. So that way you can just really stay away.
Right.
I just want to say, I don't think she worships the devil.
It was a joke.
I know, but I just have to say that because niggas are listening.
Let's look her up.
Attention, okay.
Adrian.
Nobody's worshiping the devil.
I don't even believe that there's a devil.
Well, you know what? I once looked up like the I once Googled Satan. Like, how do you say?
Satanism,
and the definition when I read it, if I'm like remembering correctly, was very interesting. It was like basically believing in like both. It was like believing in like the darkness and the light. And I was
true.
Yeah, it wasn't even like what we think. I read it, I was like, this is not even bad.
Lucifer means the light bringer.
It means the light. I always tell people that. I'm like, Lucifer means light bearer.
Yeah,
I'm about to look it up.
Let me Google
Satanism meaning in English. To the worship of Satan, typically involving a travesty of Christian symbols and practices, such as placing a cross upside down. Wait, no.
We can't trust Google.
That's the
exorcist. Wait, dictionary. I don't know what.
See, I got the
worship of Satan or the powers of evil.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe the,
well, this is one nation under God. They're not gonna. You gotta get it out of the books because like they're gonna make
obsession
it.
Or affinity with evil worship.
Sounds like,
but
a
look
villain.
Up Lucifer.
I'm obsessed with evil.
It sounds like a villain in a Disney movie.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, I think it's just acknowledging that like you have to indulge in some of the like the darkness or what people say is the darkness in order to like. The full spectrum.
You gotta have both.
That's what the power is. You gotta do a little fuck shit on the
side.
It's
the yin and the yang.
The good and the bad, all of it.
Exactly. Even in the I had one question growing up that none of the pastors could answer in church. I was the rebellious one. Like, that don't make sense because I studied this shit, right? So I'm like, why in heaven before Lucifer, y'all know Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to always have this question, like, why, who, as he was getting jealous of God, he was jealous of God and, you know, started thinking more highly of himself, and God kicked him out. And my question was always, well, who put the spirit of jealousy in Lucifer's mind? Who created the spirit of jealousy? He didn't do it himself. Who made it? And no one wanted to answer. So when I started to reread the Bible for like the fourth time as an adult to study it, like I realized, I forgot the scripture where it is, but the God did. He goes, I create both the light and the dark. I create both good and evil. I do these things.
Nigga, it's me.
So you telling me to do some shit that he not do some shit that he did. I made
Satan for a reason.
Thank you.
So that you could experience the light.
You can't live your life only like one sided. You can't like refrain like from it
because it's not balanced.
Like pleasure, even like Christianity calling like some like sexual pleasure, like say, like that is not, why the fuck would he make it feel this good if we ain't supposed to do it?
Exactly. And also stop touching little boys since you're concerned about it so much.
Also, what my biggest question was, as in Christianity, was like, they're like, and then Jesus, God sacrificed his only son. And I was like, why? I was like, he's God, right? Why would he make that the rule? Like, he could have made anything happen. He was like, I'm going to get my only son and I'm going to put him on a cross. Save everybody. I'm like, he could have just saved everybody.
The first abortion.
I'm like,
oh, Lord.
The first abortion.
Why y'all so against abortion? My parents don't like talking to me because God killed his only son. What are you talking about?
He was the first abortion as a grown man.
Yeah, first time.
Oh, fucking my goodness. Anyway, ladies, I'm going to steer us into another topic. We usually ask our guests to share an affirmation. I was wondering if you guys have an affirmation that you like to share with our audience.
This week's affirmation segment is brought to you by Target's Black Beyond Measure Initiative.
Illuminating Intersectionality is a three-part video series hosted by our girls, Fran of the Friend Zone, Dr. Takia, and Jade from Getting Grown Podcast.
That's right. This series features dynamic discussions talking about identity, power, and honoring all the complexities of Black womanhood.
So make sure you check out Illuminating Intersectionality wherever you watch YouTube, and check out youtube.com/loudspeakersnetwork, and check out our girls Jade, Fran, and Dr. Takia for some really incredible combos.
One affirmation that I've been saying lately is I wake up in the morning and I say, I am consistently attracting the energy that flows with my highest good.
I am consistently attracting the energy that flows with my highest good.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Amen. Yeah. You know, I don't have any daily affirmations. Dang, I feel like I need to step that up.
Use that one.
Period. There you go. I'll use that one. You need to let me know.
Okay. I got you.
That's a good one. I love that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So before we started the show, we asked you guys to answer some questions.
Yes, I did.
It's question time.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to test you guys to see how well you know
each other. You guys have been together every single night for 10 years.
So yes, we have.
Don't fuck this up.
Right.
What y'all been talking about over there?
The pressure is on.
Do you want to go first?
I can, sure. Let me see. This is Adrian. So, Janika, these questions are for you.
Well, get her nose so together, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
You okay? You need serious. You want to just go ahead?
No, I think I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay. I get it, girl.
Okay.
This is for me?
This is for you.
Okay.
What is Adrian's favorite color?
Purple.
Correct. What is her overall pet peeve?
Of mine?
No, just her overall pet peeve.
I have a lot.
You do. I'm trying to think. I feel like I'll say that your pet peeve is Meaningless conversations.
Ooh.
Ding, 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 ding. Ooh. Small talk with people.
You was in there, girl. You was in there. Yes, I literally, I know I do. And it took a minute to answer that.
I'm like, let me see where she would go with this. Yeah, meaningless conversations.
What is her biggest pet peeve when it comes to you?
Well, one thing, she hates the snot out of my nose. I think I'm stubborn.
It's snoring that. Badly and snotty.
Yeah. See, I knew snotty. It was snotting. Yeah.
Are you snotty a lot?
Well, so I have nasal polyps. Like when we moved out here in 2016 before COVID, I had lost my sense of taste and smell. And when I went to see an ENT doctor, he was like more so like I probably got sick and never like actually healed from that. And so I started developing nasal polyps, and that causes post nasal drip. I always sound congested. I had the surgery, but the chances of nasal polyps coming back is high. So,
and they are back.
Yeah. And
so, yeah. You're confirmed. You're the doctor.
Yes. Yeah. So,
got it. Poor baby. She can't help that.
I know, but she's stubborn, like she said. And I tell her, take your Zyrtec every day. She doesn't. I tell her, do everything she needs. Put on your humidifier. She doesn't. So, it's a little irritating when she doesn't take the advice.
And you have to deal with the.
Yeah. And I can't sleep at night. So,
do you have earplugs?
I'm going to get them.
Me too.
Yeah. But she's annoyed because she shouldn't have to.
Right.
What is Adrian's childhood pet's name?
Sasha? Childhood girl. Pet name? I don't know your pets yet. Y'all didn't have pets when you was a kid.
No pets growing up. Correct. What would Adrian say is her best quality?
I don't know. I would say that she's very understanding. That's what I'd say.
She said she's her communication is her best quality.
Oh, yeah,
quality.
That too, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would she say is her worst quality?
Stop staring into my soul.
I don't know.
That's how she gets the answer.
I know.
She's going to find that answer in the soul.
Okay? I know. Your worst quality, what would you say is worst about yourself?
I forgot what I put, honestly.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Overthinker.
Oh, yeah.
What is something she's most sensitive about?
Her mental health.
Her family.
Oh, that could have been a good one.
What is something that she's accomplished that she's most proud of?
She has so many. Maybe the girls.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I'm just okay. kidding.
I'm just kidding. Oh.
They're strong second and third.
Fuck them kids.
Right now, her most recent art project that will air on Hulu in 2023. Okay,
oh,
shit.
Oh,
I know. Hulu, you told me not to talk about it. I couldn't think of anything that I was.
That's what you said repeatedly, that the girls are your best accomplishment.
They are, but yeah.
But this is it right now. That's so exciting.
Yeah, exciting.
I'm excited for you.
When is that coming out? Do you know?
They're saying
or
summer.
What, or how can people, I guess they can't find it till next year.
Yeah. She says I shouldn't say it, but I don't feel like it's a problem. I didn't sign any NDAs or anything.
No, but you shouldn't.
Okay. So just know that it's on Hulu and it's based on a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
Maybe. About an artist.
Perfect. Love that.
I'm going to ask you more questions when the mic is off. What is Adrian's biggest insecurity?
All right, now don't be talking saying shit.
She's like, don't expose me. Get it right.
Insecurity?
Yeah.
You don't like your arms.
Oh, yeah, I don't, but I'm working on it. What did I put?
She put painter's posture.
What? Too. I'm working on that.
What the
too.
Hell is painter's Probably. Posture?
Yeah, so I've been drawing since I was like two, and then we just have horrible posture. So it's like
you have to like
you can do the ballerina string.
Yeah, I'm learning to like because I'm this is my comfort. Just like slunched over now.
Mm. What would be a deal breaker in your relationship? This is funny.
I would say if I cheated, but also if she doesn't trust me anymore. I think.
Cheating. In parentheses, but with a nigga. So I just want to clarify, if it was a bitch, you might be able to get over it.
Oh my god.
Really? But with a dick, you'd be like, nah, bitch. Because, you know, if you know she's, her preference is not really dick.
That's what I'm saying. That don't make sense to me. I don't really know you.
Who are you?
Yeah. Nothing against bisexual women.
Right.
But, like, who are you?
You said you didn't like dick.
Like, come on. What is this?
That's funny.
I thought maybe if it's not, like, your preference, and you're like, go ahead and have a field day. I don't have one of those anyway.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
I don't know. I was just asking. It was very specific. Cheating with a nigga. So you could maybe get away with cheating with a bitch.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Do you guys open? Do you guys play with other couples?
We don't, but we talk about it all the time. Okay. And I do think it's something we probably would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You take the lead on that one. I'm following your lead, buddy.
She's like,
all I want for Christmas.
Now you're in my soul.
Whatever you say.
She's like, sweet. To the witchy gods.
To the witchy gods
for my birthday. You wanted marriage? I want a threesome. Right.
Lucifer, listen.
I know some unicorns. Where does she like to grocery shop?
She doesn't.
She don't. Uber Eats?
I fucking hate it. Like, seriously, I have mental health issues. I don't like it. I'm so overstimulated in there. The noises, the people, the sounds, it's too much.
Too cold, too.
Yeah.
Do you Instacart?
Absolutely.
She goes.
She does the grocery shop.
Okay. Yeah.
Or we'll Instacart, though. You don't really grocery
shop. Do you cook?
Yeah. Okay. Not them. I eat stuff.
I eat.
Who's your favorite musical artist of all time?
Beyonce.
Yes, that is right. Mm. What is her guilty pleasure?
Smoking weed.
And fucking.
Oh.
That ain't guilty.
Mine too, girl. That we don't get along just fine. What is her favorite porn category?
She loves gay men porn.
Oh my God, me too. Are we
so
besties? So
in love with
besties?
You. Right.
Wait,
now.
You like gay men porn?
Yes,
but
I do.
But the mic in your face is stressing you out.
It's weird.
Before
it's
we started
so
this episode,
weird.
She's like, this phallic mic in my
right.
face.
It's
stressing me out.
Turn on the BBC.
Make it bareback.
No, she put gay porn in parentheses, men/BBC/bareback. Yeah. You know, you got to put the slashes on the porn categories because there's
to.
A bunch
it's,
of shit.
Be specific.
Mm-hmm. Ebony. Yeah. Right. I like a lot of MMF bisexual threesomes.
Oh, that's a second close.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I don't know why I can't get over it. One time my friend showed me and I never got back.
Yeah. I understand.
And then it's so weird. A lot of straight women love lesbian porn.
Which I can't say.
I hate it.
I hate
like,
lesbian porn.
We're
like, this is not how
it
we
looks
are.
Fake.
This is
stupid.
Not what we do. Yeah.
I like lesbian porn.
That's because you're not a lesbian.
Yeah, no, I'm bi-fun. That's what she calls
she's
me.
She's bi-fun on like the weekends with the
so
right
you,
amount of
you
tequila.
You've slept with women before?
She'll seek them out if she's had three tequilas in.
Oh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very specific.
If it's Saturday, Friday, or Sunday, the hours of midnight and 6 a.m.
Those are the lesbian hours.
You can't me out those hours. Mm-mm. Strictly dickly,
she was like,
bitch.
I'm not a lesbian, I don't think. I was like, bitch, because it's Wednesday.
I tried to be a lesbian. I was like, let me try this out real quick.
I took
a girl out on Valentine's Day. I was like,
you're
wow,
a couple
I'm
times.
Really taking her out? Whoa, this is weird. I'm the prize. What the fuck?
That's right. I know that's
my poor,
right.
My poor want to be lesbian. It's okay, baby. You can still be adjacent to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's us now?
Are
you back? You part of the community again?
I said I'm a former lesbian.
It's a spectrum.
But yeah. I'm always going to be part of the community. Yeah. Done it. Have I the amount of pussy?
Do I get to be part? Because I'm bi fun?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the B.
You are deep in the lifestyle like I was.
I'm adjacent.
You're adjacent.
That's the B in LGBT.
Okay.
The B. I'm going to add a fun. LGBTQIF.
Forever adding letters.
I know.
Right. I can't keep up. How old was Adrienne when she lost her virginity and where?
I don't know what age she was, but she lost her virginity on the stairs at school.
That is true.
Whoa.
High school staircase.
At school?
Wait. She said she liked to be fucking.
I was a preacher's kid, okay? Let's put
she
it in perspective.
She could wait to do some bad shit.
I was horrible in secret.
Did you enjoy it? Was it traumatizing?
Absolutely not.
Okay, yeah.
But this is a really good message for like parents that are listening that like want to be helicopter parents or super super strict, and you think you're gonna like
don't do
you think stop your kids from fucking.
You're not.
You're not. Actually, they're going to do it faster, harder, and a lot more people.
And still bring home the straight A's.
Right? Yeah. And they're going to be more secretive because they know
absolutely.
So, like, just like.
So true.
I learned that very fast. Lighten up. I can get away with being sneaky as long as I'm, like, compliant.
Right. As long as you're doing everything else.
And shut the fuck up and do what you need
to do. You're going to be fucking in the stairway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. What moment did Adrian know she loved you?
I don't know what moment that was, but I do remember we were, I want to say in a hotel room, and you told me you loved me, but I don't remember when.
Close.
She said when I first looked into her
eyes. Oh, my God.
Was it the mirror moment?
Yeah, I knew I loved her then. And
she snatched her
Sounds
soul.
Sounds cliche, but I did.
Mm. What is Adrian's biggest fear?
I don't think you're gonna get it.
I don't know if I am. Yeah. I don't know.
Not living up to her fullest potential. Mm. What's her favorite sex position? I like this one too.
I don't know if it's the same for her. I don't think it's scissoring. But I don't know.
It is scissoring.
Oh, it
tripping.
Is? Oh.
Yep. For those of you who don't know, scissoring is also known as tripping.
Yeah.
There's a porn category.
There's a category you need to also, type in.
In case you're wondering. Would she prefer to spend or save money?
Prefer.
She preferred to spend it.
Yep. But underline.
Yes.
All capital. Nothing else, all capital. Or underline.
I did notice how my handwriting's like gradually changed as we got to the point.
They do. They went from like regular to cursive. Who is her celebrity crush?
Oh, Ari Lennox.
Ari motherfucking Lennox.
Yes.
Happy face with the heart eye.
Yes.
There is no discussion. If I see her and it's happening, I'll tell you later.
Did she pass?
Yes.
What?
If she's in the bathroom with Ari and Ari's giving her the eye, you're going to turn that. You're going to be like, listen.
Yeah. Go ahead, boo.
She knows.
Get it, girl. Yeah. Tell me about it when you're done.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch?
I would.
Okay.
My joy is.
But she's having a whole visual moment.
She's like, my birthday threesome is coming.
Listen,
Ari.
I'm trying to manifest it right now.
Look, Ari, this might need to be a clip.
Listen, okay.
Attention, Ari.
She did sing to me.
She did?
Yeah.
At a concert.
Ooh, which Shea Butter Baby? Which one?
What song was it?
She was in a daze. She don't remember.
It's on my Instagram. I forgot. But we caught eyes, honey, and she sang right to me.
Okay, well, Ari, you hear that? Come find our friends.
Listen. Get a free portrait out of it and everything.
Like, she'll get free art, bitch.
So wait. Artwork. You might need to come.
That's a high price commodity.
Badasses. Whoa. How does Adrian feel about non-monogamy?
She's not against it. I think if it just works, she's open to it.
To each his own.
Yeah.
What is her favorite memory of you guys' relationship?
That was so hard to answer.
I don't know that answer.
Okay, this is like so cute.
I know, it's so corny. Y'all told me to be honest.
I don't know.
I'm crying.
Her favorite memory of your relationship is when you guys first met and you spent the night and fell asleep on her chest. And she used to have frequent sleep panic attacks. And she was having one that night. And you placed your hand on her chest. And she never had another one again in 10 years.
That's so true. I forgot about that.
Aquarius has feelings.
Aquarius is so loving.
Are you crying, Orlando?
He's an Aquarius. Our relationship, a lot of tears.
Same.
I love you so much. I know. What did Adrian wish upon her?
It's always this one.
This is one.
Why didn't we rewrite it before?
I don't know. We never. Hold on. I'm confused again. Yeah. Wait. What does Adrian wish?
No, I'm confused. Wait. What did I even write?
I got it before, but
what do you?
But I do wish you.
We've done this shit 3 times this month, yo.
For real?
Okay, what do you? What does Adrian wish you saw more of in yourself?
Me? Ooh, my potential, obviously, but. I don't know. I'll just say my potential, whatever that is.
That some short in short term, she said, I wish she trusted more in herself to explore and live out her truest dreams, to get past the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I love women. Yeah. This has been the deepest answers we've had. Yeah. It's clear we've been dealing with heteronormative. They didn't get deep like
babies.
This.
Poor
two
babies.
Sentences.
You guys did really good. You might have got a 95%.
Aw,
see? Then you got an A.
Student, thank you. But I'm going to fail.
Those 10 years back to back.
No, I swear sleepovers. To God.
You know me.
Is you ready?
I'm trying to be.
Don't judge yourself.
Okay, let's go.
What is Janika's favorite color?
Coral.
Yes. Coral/mauve. That's very specific.
Well, we had to get her colors together. She needed to learn how to describe them correctly. Being married to an artist.
Peach. I like peach.
Right.
I like a lot of orange.
I like that peach.
I like that lot orange.
Okay.
You know pinky orange.
I get you.
What's her overall pet peeve?
Pet peeve. I don't know, not being able to eat, being hungry. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know this, and you're going to be so mad.
I know I
get
am.
It.
Spit. I hate
spit. Oh, my
spit.
Fucking God.
You
I
won't let her
that.
Spit in your mouth?
I
She would never, and spit. I try to make her, like, just
like,
one
even,
dare.
Like, even during sex, like, pull her head back and like.
She would slap the shit out of me.
So, yeah. Like, spit on the body parts? Nothing? No
pussy?
She on the body part? It. No, I have to be the one doing the spitting. And I can't stand it looking at other people. Oh, my God.
She can't take
it. Remind me to send you this video later.
Oh, I do it all the time to fuck with
oh,
her.
Oh, she does all the time on TikTok.
You're going to hate this video. You're going to hate it. It's slow motion.
It's slow motion. Fuck
with me. She's going to throw up.
It's very sexy, though.
It's a very polarizing video on the internet.
I don't know about that.
People either love it or hate it.
That did not show up on my For You page.
I'm going to send it to you. You might appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate that.
What is her childhood's pet's name?
I don't think you had a dog.
I did.
Oh, wait, shit. I skipped. Wait. I skipped one. What is her pet peeve when it comes to you?
Holy shit. There's so many. Pet peeve when it comes to me. And it's, you didn't write the same answers, right?
No.
I give up.
How she is mostly always right.
Damn, that's true.
Damn, I am mostly always right.
I wish niggas would listen. Shit, that's all I'm saying.
Right, though.
Listen to me.
Not that's my
I have lived. I know I can help.
Not damn. What is her childhood pet's name?
Yeah, I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah, I said it briefly, but I don't think I talked
so
about it.
You're so mysterious still after 10 years.
Not you're so mysterious.
I'm still learning her.
Chandler.
I heard you're not supposed to smoke one.
Is it lit?
Chandler.
Like
this TikTok trend is like, if you hold and you're smoking with people and you hold it like this, you're lame.
What does that mean?
Stop, girl.
How are you supposed to hold it? Like this?
I guess.
What the fuck? I need to get Matt back in the TikTok verse. I'm missing out on a lot of life skills and things.
TTU is TikTok University.
Yes, TikTok University.
Oh,
that
shit.
Is the new Google.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look up there. The moment we get our TikTok back.
Y'all go get it back.
Yeah. What would you say? What would she say is her best quality?
You're just always so bubbly and you're full of light and you're just like a fairy. And she's so happy all the time and optimistic.
Very supportive and understanding.
Close enough.
What is her worst quality?
Oh, man. She starts stuff and doesn't finish it.
Stubborn.
You always say that.
That is. But you know, I'm an Aquarius, so I kind of get that. I'm stubborn too, so.
What is something she is most sensitive about? Now we getting deep here. I'm just one of them. I'm gonna give you a little teaser.
Thank you.
It's deeper.
What are you most sensitive about?
Yes, you know this.
I would say your mom or your family. But I have more. But I'm gonna stop there.
growing up without a father and how that childhood trauma is affecting
Yeah, I didn't want to go too deep. So yeah, I kept it. I didn't know if you wanted to talk. Okay, all right. We're working on it. I'm proud of you too.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Doing the work, getting to the root of things, all the way to the beginning.
What has she accomplished that she is most proud of?
Oh my God! Because if I say this and that's not the answer, it's going to make you look so bad.
Oh my God!
Maybe I don't know. Maybe the fact that you're like a wife and a mom. I don't know.
That's it. I am most proud of my wife. She's my best accomplishment.
Aww. Look at
that's
you.
That's because I ate that pussy last night.
That's why I already know. She's like, I love you. I love you. I want to do it right. So you say all the right shit tomorrow on that podcast. Yeah.
Please, thank you. Fuck y'all for it.
What is her biggest insecurity?
Hair on your body.
Yep. My facial hair, neck hair. Girl, I feel you. I've been getting.
I'm like trying to tell her to get try laser.
Electrolysis.
I got electrolysis. Yeah.
Really? I think I need. I'm gonna go too.
Mm-hmm. Because
because
it kills it at the root. I know.
Like you can handle that.
And it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I'll send you the contact. I got you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're at the right place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Listen, I'm vain.
It doesn't bother me, but I know it bothers you.
What would be a deal breaker in your relationship for her?
I don't think she'll leave me for anything.
I don't think I have any.
not even cheating with a nigga.
She like that would be rape.
No,
okay. What's that point?
You know,
or Boris Kojo. Now I will say this: this is hypothetical.
He's so fun.
I have a confession. Yes.
Listen,
you fucked Boris Kojo.
I fucked Boris Kojo's brother.
Wait, did he look like him?
He looks just like him.
Okay, okay, this is going to make me seem so bi, but I'm not. I was in art. We were coming in the elevator in my art studio, and I'm just focused on my fucking phone, not even looking. It's a really tight, small space. It's packed as usual. Yep. And so it's like 12 of us on there. I'm exaggerating. So I'm like, I happen to look up at this beast of a man. He's so huge.
Yeah, so tall.
And I'm just like stunned, flabbergasted by his beauty. Yes. I left that elevator walking into my studio questioning my sexuality.
Yes. How he is on
that
TV,
man,
television
does him no justice.
Are you for sure, like, you have no interest in any penis?
If you ever hear or see me involved with a dick, understand millions were involved.
I'm like, she paid.
She's millions.
Paid. Unless it's Boris, maybe.
It might be, if it's Monday, through Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
I'll let him be in the room. That's it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Where does she like to grocery shop? Whole Foods / Sprouts.
Yeah.
That's that class.
I've never been to Sprouts.
I only been one time.
Sprouts is like Whole Foods, just cheaper.
It's cheaper? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was more expensive.
No, Whole Foods is more expensive.
I thought Sprouts was more expensive for some reason.
Whole Foods is
Whole Foods crazy. You can't leave without spending $400.
No, you can't.
$400?
Yeah, one bag.
It's like robbery.
There won't be shit in there either.
Yeah.
Favorite musical artist of, what's her favorite musical artist of all time?
It's Beyonce.
You guys.
Giselle Knowles.
What is your like favorite Beyonce album?
It's a tie, but now it's Renaissance.
Renaissance and Beyonce for sure.
Renaissance is a recent one.
Yes.
Huh. Beyonce was the last one?
Beyonce was the one that she dropped a video for every song.
Yeah. Oh, Beyonce. That was
the
Lemonade.
The self-titled.
Yes. No. With Rocket, Drunk in Love.
When she just dropped Low in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she set the tone of how people released music.
Of course, absolutely. And that's why when she released Renaissance and she didn't release a video for every song, I was thoroughly like
confused.
We are
all very a little irritated with Miss Carter.
I was like, is it over? Like, is this like,
no, seriously, I'm like, we just got another shipment of our orders from her packages yesterday. Like, this rollout has to be
Like, it's like ongoing, but slow. It's like
I don't know what's happening, but she's keeping us on the edge of our seats.
Right. What kind of packages?
What kind of packages?
We bought the limited edition, like all the records. We bought the fan, the gloves, shirts, rolling trays. Oh, I have a weed rolling tray.
She has a rolling tray?
Girl, yeah. Everything.
Does she smoke weed?
I believe so.
Yeah, I need to go to Beyonce.com because she raps.
I think they're sold out.
I feel like she has said smoke and something. I don't know the exact word, but it feels familiar. Okay, well.
I didn't even know her middle name is Giselle. I mean, thank you very much.
It is?
I'm going to turn you into. Ask Ashley. Within the first few days of meeting her, we met her little cute little babies at the time. And I was like, are you guys excited to see Beyonce on TV tonight? And they was like, what's Beyonce? And I looked at Ashley and I said, do better.
Do they know now?
She calls me crying and sending videos because of how empowering her daughters are staring at her. Like, as I told you, black mothers raise your daughters on Beyonce.
Yeah, she is super empowering. When Irie saw, Black is King?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That shit.
Artist.
All right. What is Janika's guilty pleasure?
Girl, I'm gonna say yogurt. food? Is it a specific kind of food though, right?
It's food /
pussy?
Sweets. What's that? Sweet pussy.
Sweet pussy.
Sweet pussy. The title of the show today.
What is her favorite porn category?
Squirting.
Me too. I love squirting. Really?
That's your favorite?
Yeah. It's always one of the slashes. I'm always like, if it has squirting, like it's a plus for me. It's always a plus. Slashes.
Yeah. Okay. Dash.
I love squirting.
Y'all squirt?
I do.
I did once.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I was like, well, my body can do this. I need to see more other bitches do this shit. And then I was like,
how does that happen?
When you discovered it, that's when you started dashing it. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. How old was she when she lost her virginity and where was she?
I know you were in high school. It was maybe 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 16. I'm trying to tap in. And then what was the second half of the question?
Where was she?
Were you at his house?
Yeah.
Okay.
At her boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
What moment did she know she loved you?
Which is strange because I said I love you and you did not say it back for a few days.
For how many days?
For a few days.
For a few days.
I was concerned.
I have no fear.
I don't remember though. I can't lie. I don't remember. It was too long ago.
How she paid it. I don't know if this is a like location, but she said how she paid attention to me and took care of me with no judgment. She allowed me the space to be me freely.
Oh, this is like current. I was thinking more past tense. My bad.
No, it was past tense. Like,
I'm high as fuck. What is in that weed? And I'm going to need some before we leave.
I told you it's a buffet.
I don't know what that
is. There was all the rest of the weed she could find in her house.
It was like three different types of weed I just scrambled together. That's probably why.
God, it's so good.
You're welcome.
Great cocktail.
So I guess it's not an exact location, but basically when you felt that way, that's when you knew that you loved her.
Yes.
Got it.
Because when I met her, she told me I could quit my job. So I could figure out what it is I want to do in life.
Wow, we all need an Adrian.
We do. Yeah,
listen.
Where is what?
That's a shirt.
We all need an Adrian.
We all need Adrians in our lives. What is her biggest fear?
Losing me.
No.
Losing your mom.
Nope.
It's not death.
No. Nope.
So morbid.
death. Everyone dying.
Right. Impending doom every day.
Yeah.
Your biggest fear? Growing old with regrets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Having regrets and not doing everything I want to do in this life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, baby, I see you.
What is her favorite sex position?
Tripping. No.
Yep.
Okay, why y'all stalling? Making me nervous.
What is tribbing and scissoring. What's the difference? The same shit.
It's the same thing. It's like the correct term.
What is
for it?
Tribbing? Where does that? Where's the tribbing root? What is the root
correct
word?
Correct.
I'm curious what the root word. Know. What is the trib?
But you know, we've renamed it. I've renamed it.
To what?
I just did a comic on it.
What?
It's called lip syncing now.
Lip syncing. I like that. You want to lip sync later?
Yeah. Let's lip sync.
Lip sync later.
Okay. It's a joke. It's like a lesbian joke. Y'all were just going to put it on.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See, I knew I was part of the community.
I'm trying to help. Here we go.
Okay. Would she prefer to spend or save money?
Save.
That's true. Looks, this is why you guys are a great pair.
Yeah, she's my balance, for sure.
Who's her celebrity crush?
Beyonce. No, Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sorry. I know, girl. Me too. Yeah, not offending you. But it's very specific. Since day one, very specific about her.
Okay. Would you give her a hall pass? Absolutely, for Gabrielle.
Absolutely. She can do what she wants.
Gabrielle's beautiful. She just always played the bitch. I think that's where
I think that's where my thing is. It set her up.
No, I think she looks wholesome, but I feel like she has like a dirty little nasty.
Feel like she's getting out that wholesome look though.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't think she doesn't give me wholesome at all. Actually, I feel like she's a Scorpio.
What is her sign?
I feel like she's a Scorpio. I don't know why. She just feels like she has a little bit of that.
Yeah, something like the bedroom would come out.
I'm well,
like,
she actually admitted it.
She admitted she
used to be a bitch.
She did. She said it. Yeah, on Red Table Talk. Yeah. Like, I was a terrible person.
Yeah, she had to learn how to be a better woman.
Yeah.
Why?
She was like, I was mean on purpose.
Yeah. She's like, for sure. She said it.
Whoa. Well, that takes a lot of balls to say I was bitch consciously intentionally.
She's a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, oh wow. She's a Scorpio. Good call.
I knew it. I was there. I was like, I feel you. Even as a child, I was like, this seems like me, sort of.
I see myself.
I was like, she's not taking no shit. She's like, no. Okay, so how do you feel? How does she feel about non-monogamy?
I think she's okay with me doing it, but she doesn't want to do it. Not yet.
She like, that's mine. No thanks. I'm selfish. That's what, you know what? Me and Mila were both very, like, pro-non-monogamy early on in the podcast.
We're like, we're never doing monogamy again.
And then we found niggas we actually like.
See,
and we're
it
like,
changes,
maybe only with me.
Can we move 1 centimeter in next year?
I don't have any dates for you, my nigga.
Right.
No.
Are we nuts? I thought about that recently.
I still could be open. I just, no.
Yeah.
Do we need to go like jealousy recovery or something?
I'm trying
maybe
to work
on it.
Maybe
we're just in our jealous season.
Right yeah.
Now. Maybe we'll get back. Maybe in like, when I'm old, I might be like, let's go.
Yeah, you guys look out of here.
Not when I'm old.
I already told him that I'm going to probably have to hire a woman to like party with him because I can't keep up. Like he has so much energy and my partner, he was like, he's just like a people person. And I'm like, nigga, I need to go home and go to bed.
I get that.
And he's like, one last party.
What's his sign?
Scorpio.
Oh wow! So Scorpio.
So
y'all balance like we're Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but he's a Leo moon. Like
me too. Like ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I'm a Leo.
I don't like people knowing this.
I'm sorry. Leo rising. I'm a Leo rising.
Yeah, Leo rising.
They're I'm a Leo moon and a Taurus rising.
Taurus rising. Yeah,
it's already on Google. So
that's my daughter.
I was pissed.
Oh, wait, you were trying to hide your...
Yeah, I'm very secretive about my shit.
I'm not going to figure me out. You will not know my other two signs.
But it's definitely online.
Yeah, everybody knows. What is her favorite memory of your relationship?
What?
When we got married, I don't know.
Yes.
Nice.
Follow your gut.
I ain't even trying to read you either. Because
you're
just good.
You just know her. Mm-hmm. What do you wish? Okay, what does she wish that you saw more of yourself? What does she wish?
There it is.
There's that question again.
I swear, 4 weeks and I still can't get
I'm trying
shit.
To figure it out for you.
Hold on. What does she wish you saw more of in yourself?
Because I know you tell me every night. I don't know how to word it, but I feel it. I don't know how to word it. So high, too. It's such a bad idea.
It's never a bad idea.
Okay, let me think. that I will live up to my fullest potential.
Basically, yeah.
Come on, bro. For real.
I wish she saw more of her gift that she has to give to the world. She can sometimes doubt her abilities or who she is, and she is the best person I've ever met.
Aww, you're going to get it.
I want to cry. I know.
You guys are so fucking
cute. And we're toning it down. We are so gay.
Oh, my God. Can I come over?
Please, listen. I know. It's so bad. Even our daughters are like, enough.
Yeah.
Stop.
That's so beautiful.
Like, it's too much.
I love it. I love that for you.
And you guys,
what?
I know you've been listening to us ask these questions all month, and now we're going to put the PDF on Patreon.
Not the PDF. Any other way you could have explained this?
What? What? The downloadable PDF? What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess it's a PDF.
Is there a cooler way to say it?
I feel like there has to be.
You guys, PDF, now you can get...
That is a joke on TikTok. They're picking at millennials for saying shit like that. Literally PDF. They're like, send a PDF, why don't you? Like,
fuck, you can print it out.
You can download.
I know.
You can print it out and download
these questions. Ask your partner and play the games.
Yeah, no, for sure. This
now
was
you
fun.
Embarrassed me because I said PDF. You're the one who fucking.
No, you hold on to that. I'm standing strong.
PDF, but I don't think I've ever called it a PDF.
Get the PDF now, guys. It's out now.
Pronto.
You two can. And we corrected all the questions. They're actually read correctly. So don't worry.
It's a great game.
You might be surprised how well or not well you know your partner, which, you know, that means there's always more to know, and that's the point.
Or maybe you're still, you know, learning each other. Yeah.
Exactly.
Always be students of each other.
You could still be mysterious even after 10 years.
I find it sexy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get bored.
Yeah, as a queer.
She's like a new woman every time. Like, it's like a peeling of layers. Just like,
and then for me, like, every day with you, it's always a new day.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
No day is ever the same, even if we do the same thing.
Yeah. Or we'll like, so I have ADHD. So I just recently found out from my therapist that it's not so much of like codependency, which some people like to say, but it's what they call parallel play. Or so when I'm creating or working, I had to, she's literally my muse. I had to have her around, just around, you know, like, mm-hmm. It just makes it easier for me to focus and be more creative. It's literally an actual thing.
Mm, wow.
That ADHDers.
Is it like a comfort item? Not item. That's not like a comfort. Like,
yeah, she's home.
Like a comfort. Like,
yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I would say that.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's beautiful though.
Yeah. But my daughters are kind of in the same way too, without the whole extra shit. But like, I love when they're around.
Yeah. Right.
Like, don't ever leave. Please, right. Please live with
we
me
We all
forever.
Have, like, the best conversations. Just hear their point of views.
Yeah. They are the dopest motherfuckers right. in the world. That's
they amazing. Will get in our ass, too, though.
How has that been for you as, like, since you, like, being a stepmother? And because what's your age difference?
I'm 33.
Are we talking about age?
Okay.
She's like, don't. She's like, shut up.
Yes. No, I'm 41.
So, yeah, a little bit. How was that coming in for you? Because obviously 10 years ago, you were 23.
Yeah.
And, like, growing up with them and, you know, seeing them grow.
It was definitely something new for me, for sure. Like you said, I was young, so I was like, oh, wow, these are, like, older kids. So I had to, like, really grasp my head around that. But they're, like you said, they're amazing. They're, like, the best kids. We got along so well.
Oh, they loved her.
Yeah.
They loved the feminine energy she came and brought in. So it was nail polish everywhere and makeup now. And she taught my youngest daughter, like, how to model, how to walk, she taught them, like, just confidence. I didn't really have the best relationship with my mom. So it was always Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. And I didn't want to bring that. So when she came into our lives, it was just, like, just a blessing. For everybody.
Yeah, it feels like it was like a true like balance and like ease of life.
For sure.
It just flowed. And that look in that bathroom really, I mean, you knew.
Locked in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
It's a lot of hormones though. Don't get it twisted.
I was going to say four.
Sync ups is horrible.
That's a lot of periods. That's a lot.
Sync ups is horrible.
And what are your daughter's signs?
Aquarius and Scorpio.
Wow.
The one you don't see, she hates the camera. She's always hated it. Don't put me in shit. So she's behind it. She's the mysterious one, but she's the techie. So she does our videos. She helps plan the lighting, the sound, the scripts, the editing. She's a writer, so she's like our best kept secret.
Oh my God, this beautiful little content creating house over there.
What? Are you kidding me? It's just art. Everybody's so artists. Like, we tattoo each other. It's fun.
Who tattoos?
Me.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you also do art. You help her with her art, too. You assist her.
Well, like, she taught me how to paint, and so that's how everything started. But I don't paint as much. You know, it's just anything. Yeah. But I enjoyed it for a little bit.
Yeah. You explored.
I
think it's cool to kind of tap into your partner's, like, desires, too.
Right.
Like, what is it that you love about this? Even if it's not necessarily yours.
Same with dancing. Every single dancing TikTok you see, she made me do it. But I do it for her.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Fucking hate dancing.
Do your daughters identify as witches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They will read your chart, like, they study it. They hyper-focus it on it.
Wow.
Especially, like, I'm more of a metaphysics type, ancestral type shit way, right? They're more of, like, definitely astrology. Based. Tarot.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff.
Speaking of tarot.
Is it tarot time?
It's tarot time.
Tarot time.
Ooh.
Okay. So, Adrian, you pulled the King of Swords, I believe, right?
I did.
All right. And the King of Swords, why is this doing this? Biddy Tarot is getting too famous because...
Just pop up.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, Biddy. Really grown. Upright. Mental clarity. Intellectual power. Authority. Truth.
What was that earlier? It's crazy.
The King of Swords is a symbol of intellectual power and authority and has the courage and intellect to achieve all that he desires. When this card appears in a tarot reading, you are in your power, ruling from a place of authority and respect. You stand firm in your truth and express yourself with deep conviction. As a result, others pay attention to what you have to say. The King of Swords indicates that you have clarity of mind and can perceive the truth, so it's up to you to take the lead with providing an objective point of view and making decisions based on impartial judgment. The King of Swords encourages you to use your logic and intellect to navigate the path ahead. You will need to make firm and well-researched decisions and stay fair in your dealings with others. You need to be able to take any situation, look at it with total impartiality. Wow. Thank you. And then come to a balanced and insightful decision. Often the King of Swords represents a professional advisor, such as a solicitor or attorney, financial advisor, or taxation consultant. This advisor has a solid reputation and vast amount of knowledge in this particular field. He may come across as detached or disinterested in your personal circumstances unless it relates specifically to his skill set. This is so he can...
Small talk.
He don't care. wait, let me see. If you have not engaged the help of an expert, the arrival of King of Swords suggests that it may be worthwhile getting legal or financial advice. If you're experiencing changes or particular circumstances that will require an expert opinion, you can be on the front foot by seeking help before they happen. That way, when they do roll through, you're ready to demand your right and find an outcome that benefits you. Love Basically, it. Lawyer up.
Love it.
Get ready. Things are about to change.
Mm, take that.
You know, be prepared. Be overly prepared.
Got it. And a lot of contracts signed.
And stick with your intuition. If it says no, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. What's the budget? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've been listening to that song.
No, I'm receiving it.
You went into that room.
I was hard. It's mulatto, bitch.
No, I'm receiving it.
And what's it, Meg Thee Stallion? No, but yeah.
Just is my top three twin. It's funny you said that.
She is?
Literally, it's the same top three.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But yeah, so just stand true in who you are and what you stand for.
I love that.
Janika pulled the Four of Wands.
I did.
And it looks like two people, like, celebrating. Almost looks like a wedding.
Oh, is it me and you?
It looks like
it wasn't the Five of Wands. Jesus Christ.
The Four of Wands is a card of joyful celebration, blissful happiness, and appreciation for the good things in life. When this card appears in a tarot reading, it is a perfect time to celebrate with those you love most. You may commemorate a significant event or milestone, such as a wedding, birthday, homecoming, or reunion. Or you may invite a few of your favorite friends for an intimate dinner for no particular reason except to revel in each other's company. Relax and let your hair down. Enjoy the special time together. The Four of Wands can show you that returning home to the people and places that are familiar to you, you feel supported and secure, knowing you are with those who love you and care about you. Because the Four of Wands associates so closely with the home environment, you may work on improving or renovating your house or close to finding a new one. Perhaps you recently purchased a home and you're getting ready to settle down in your new habitat. The Four of Wands tells you that after a period of rapid growth and expansion, the energy of the Three of Wands, it's now time to pause and celebrate what you have achieved so far. Step back in a moment and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Acknowledge your hard work and give yourself permission to take a small break before embarking on the next phase of your journey. It's essential you observe these familiar milestones.
Beautiful.
Its form symbolizes the number four in numerology, stability, firm foundations, and the Four of Wands. You're now enjoying a period of happiness and security.
Oh,
so beautiful.
That is amazing. And it's actually TikTok that told me that Aquarius is in Scorpios next year around May. We're going to finally get breakthroughs because we've been kind of dealing with shit for 5 years. Because it's sad. Or is it Capricorn?
It's TikTok that told me.
No, but you know, I research it after. Because TikTok will show you some bullshit.
Too. Oh, you got to like double check.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, should I receive that as a Scorpio? That's what I've been reading in my sign too. Yeah. That this next year is very transformational.
Very transformational for us.
Yeah.
I love that.
But also I think it speaks to this card speaks also to the stability in your foundation together and your relationship. Because from an outsider looking in, I mean, I just met y'all, but I really feel the love and I feel like the caring and the support and like the real, like, I don't know, it just feels like this feels infinite.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We've lived many lifetimes together. I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I feel that. I feel like we'll find each other. It's crazy, but, and I wish this for everybody. I just wish it, because I hear how hard it is right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends in there
that are just
going through it.
So that's why we tone it down a lot, too.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's be less gay.
Oh, my God. That's how I feel sometimes, me and Orlando. I'm like, stop. Everyone's going to think we're annoying.
I know. So I don't want to do that.
Like, I love her so much. Give me a kiss.
Right. Like, I know we have. It's like so rare, but I do. I wish it for everybody. Everybody deserves to feel a love like this. Yeah.
If you love me, you'll let me spit in your mouth.
Oh. Okay. Please do it today. Just let her do it. I'll hold your hand and we'll put it on slow-mo.
She's gonna throw up.
What's wrong with me? I have such. I love.
She's like, do it now.
I just like to push people. Like, are you sure? Come on, just do what I say.
You don't have no or any Aquarius placements.
I don't know.
In your chart,
I don't think, maybe
this is her Aquarius placement.
Definitely Sag though. Somewhere has to be.
I don't know about that. I gotta look.
Well, speaking of spitting in mouths. we always ask our guests if they have a horror story they'd like to share.
Horror stories. You know, like I said, I was a cheater in the past. So, you know,
are you a reformed cheater too?
Yeah.
Me too, girl.
Adrian tried to throw Janika under the bus saying she was vanilla when she was like, she don't have no stories.
No, I really don't. Like, I dealt with a lot of, like, you know, well, I was young. So, of course, at the time, I was attracting young, unevolved people at the same time, too. So, we did a lot of dumb stuff. But, no, I just, you know, it's not hard to be loyal. But when you know the situation you're in is not for you, and you know this is a situation where you should be loyal, okay, I'm gonna cheat until I get through whatever it is. I get through and it runs its course. So I cheated a lot. I cheated dirty too. I cheated like,
yeah, with her best friend type
shit. Yeah, with the, yeah, my girlfriend at the time's best friend. We had a whole like, we had a whole emotional relationship outside of the relationship I had with her. And so, yeah, for like
the
years.
Downside of Aquarius.
You know what? It's those bad. It's the good and the bad. The light.
The unhealed ones. Oh, the best at it.
I mean, yeah. I guess any unhealed sign, it can be the worst of the worst.
Facts. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but no.
No, I think there's specific signs.
No, actually, Cancer is the one.
Cancer men, unhealed, treacherous, Scorpio women.
Serial killers.
Yeah, like, I believe that.
No, they are the number one zodiac sign.
Cancers?
For serial killers.
It's because we're super sensitive. And so
facts. No, y'all go there.
Is crazy.
Mm-hmm. That and then Scorpio.
Is it second serial killer?
It's top three.
It makes sense for sure.
Top three.
Why?
Aquarius was our last.
Maybe Aries would be next.
Maybe, yeah.
Not Sag or Aries.
We are. We're humanitarians. We're for the people. God.
Now you're knowing the list and knowing you're last and we're first.
Yep.
We're so sweet. Also a PDF we're going to make is a list of all the serial killers.
In sign order. I'm so happy we're not serial killers.
Out, please don't be. PDF.
It's coming to downloadable.
Coming to an email near you. I'm not kidding.
It is down. Coming.
Write it down.
There's a bonus. Okay, so did you think of a horror?
If not, we can share one, but I feel like you'll have one.
I do.
Yeah, she definitely has
I think one. But which do you feel like I should tell? Which one do you think is the juiciest? Because I'd be liking to talk.
I know, communication. You have a lot of juicy ones.
Just pick the top one.
The top. Make sure it's the top tier.
Oh, the video shoot?
Yeah.
So, okay, so it was like basically suppression, preacher's kid, right? Remember that now, because I was a lady hoe. But I didn't, they, okay, whatever. So I was working at the bank, trying to keep her identity private. She's not out, definitely heavily in a relationship. And we had been friends for a lot of years. She would even come to the parties, but she was the only straight girl that was just around. She never showed any signs whatsoever at all, right? Strictly dickly. And so one day, she was just like, hey, if you had me on your couch, what would you do? And I text her. So I'm flirting back and forth. We start fucking. Long story short, like all in his car and stuff. It was bad. I wanted to go to jail because he was like violently homophobic. I had gotten to the point where.
Oh, that's probably why it was even more thrilling.
Probably.
A little bit.
Yeah. most likely. And so, and I guess because I was the gay promoter and I was the one that was bringing the gay parties to the straight clubs. I was getting rumors that people would be like, hey, stay away from her. The dudes would tell their girls that. Stay away from her. As if I was a fucking issue, right?
Like you were trying to steal their girls?
Yeah.
The gays are, they're populating the regular club.
It was horrible. Like she told me that. She was like, yeah, he knows who you are and he does not like that I know you.
Small town.
Right.
Ass.
Yeah. So yeah. So she's on the phone with him and I'm just like, eating her pussy. Anyway. So one day we're at work. We worked at the same bank. One day we're at work and she's like, I had a girlfriend, so I was cheating on her as well. So I was like, well, we got to go get a room. So we got a room after work. And I had a video shoot later where we were shooting a promo video for the club or an event I was about to do. And so it was like a lingerie party. And so I had all these models in their lingerie or whatever. And so she was like, okay, after this, I'm going to come with you. So we ended up going. She was like, damn, Adrian, during the shoot, she's like, damn, Adrian, like, it's a lot of sexy women in here. I was like, I thought you're not gay. I thought she wasn't gay, though. And then she was like, nah, they're sexy. And I was like, which one do you want? And she was like, her and her and her. And we all went home together.
Wow. With the straight girl.
They were all straight.
Oh.
How did you pull this off? That's why them niggas are scared,
Jesus.
Boo. That's why they were
Jesus.
Like,
Jesus.
That's why they were Jesus. Like, watch out for her.
That was in my femme days. I didn't present mask. I used to be really, 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 really femme.
Really? I would like to see you femme.
I need to see a picture.
She has some bad photos. Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, you're beautiful now. Yeah.
Well, I had to unpack that. That it's not so. I used to like dress up in my brother's clothes in secret in the bathroom for like hours.
Really? Just to feel comfortable.
Just to feel me. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I know you just got top surgery. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How are you? How's it feeling?
I'm feeling amazing.
You feel good?
Oh, yeah. I feel amazing.
Were you scared to make that decision or like?
Oh, yeah. It's like 10 years to make
it. Like going back and forth, whether you wanted to do that.
Yeah, not that, but just not wanting. I had C-sections with my daughters.
Me too.
So, and they were traumatic experiences as a black woman in the hospital.
Right.
And literally almost died. So I was terrified. I just didn't want, I was just like, fuck it, I'm married. She'll just deal with the titties for like 10 years.
She's dealing with these titties every day.
Just there. And I breastfed, so you were. Paint that picture. I hated them. I've always hated them, even before that. And I had some nice titties. I was very, very well complimented on that.
Incidentally, all the compliments in the world, you were over them.
I've never been attached to them, ever.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to feel like yourself, walk in this life as yourself authentically, all the ways, physically, emotionally, mentally. It's like,
I have to.
This life is so short. You have to do the things you must do to do that.
They do the things that make you feel free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that to me is the definition of breaking generational curses. Mm-hmm. our ancestors wish they could have lived like that. So I feel like I'm doing at least my lineage honor by being myself, and they helped me for it.
Mm-hmm. It is a privilege. We are privileged in that way. I know like there's a spectrum of privilege, right? But like just that we get to even be here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more work to do.
Work is not
We're going to move to Costa Rica. I don't know how you guys feel
about
that.
You guys should come because they're serving real food out there.
Yeah, they have real vegetables.
I've never been, and I recently just got over my fear of flying.
Yeah. You know, we do a retreat in Costa Rica.
Really?
On the Caribbean side, like where the black people be at.
Ooh.
And it's all women, and it's witchy, and it's like...
Well, we'd have to bring the whole clique. We have the best travel group.
Yeah.
I just need y'all to know that.
Please come.
Sure. Like, really come. And we do, like, mushrooms, and we have gourmet meals.
We
take over the whole property.
Oh,
we
say less.
Frolic and cartwheel, topless.
Yes, we're there. Send the PDF.
Okay. I'll send you guys the PDF.
Okay.
You know we got one.
I know.
We actually do.
I know.
We have links also, which you can find in this episode description. But we also have a PDF, which you will get upon booking.
And we have beautiful videos. We have beautiful footage from this trip. Look on our website, honestly, like goodmomsbadchoices.com.
Actually, we played one. We played an ad from the Good Vibe Retreat. So that's it. It's the most amazing experience that I feel like I've ever even experienced.
You too. Wow.
Where do you guys go?
Where do we go?
When?
February. So, well, the ones that's coming up is at the very beginning of February. We have two retreats back to back. It's the same experience.
So that's
different
my birthday.
We're
doing that.
Oh my God, please come.
Oh my God, it'd be so good.
Like, definitely. When I tell you, there is something so, I never, like, Costa Rica wasn't really on my bucket list. I was like, I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah. You know?
And then I got there and I was like, why the fuck did I wait so long?
Okay.
There's something like, listen, the motherland is a motherland, but there's something like
something
really
I've read about it though.
Calls you. I think it's just humans in general. Mm-hmm. It's just like the nature is overwhelming, and there's just so much
like Mother Earth energy. Mm. That's like,
ooh,
it just spiritually like opens you up quickly. It's like, and
pure,
it's
just like there
cracks you open. Like, oh, there you are, bitch. Come on, like, we gotta talk.
Okay, I'm excited. Well, y'all had me at all women. So.
Okay. It is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you guys so much.
Wait, one thing. Oh. One piece of advice for people in long-term relationships or wanting to get married. What is your one piece of relationship advice that you take away?
You go first. One piece of advice I would say is to communicate. I have a hard time communicating. Clearly, I suppress a lot of my emotions. But being with someone who communication is a really big thing for her, it's teaching me to try to be more vocal about my emotions and expressions. But I would say communication for sure. You have to constantly be in talks with your partner. And if you're not talking, then how can you even begin to even understand the person that you're with or know what their fears are or their strengths or what they're worried about or what they love? And before I met her, I never thought that those things were important. I mean, no one cared to communicate with me, but it's just like, oh wow, like you really do want to know. Or you really are interested. And then it's like, and she just always has a listening ear and always there to give advice or to, you know, help support me through whatever it is I'm going through. So I'm learning that communication is a big, big, big thing. And I know that communication can be an issue for a lot of relationships, which is why, you know, a lot of people fail at them sometimes because, oh, you didn't know this person was feeling this way or that. It's like, if you're not talking, you don't know.
Right.
So always just be open to communication, definitely.
And to piggyback off that, I would say heal your childhood trauma before you bring it into your current and present day relationships, because no matter how well you think you're doing it, you're not. And it's a constant just learning and unlearning. And so there were a lot of hidden things that I thought I'd heal from, but they definitely show up subconsciously throughout your day. So if you can deal, like if like you were emotionally like neglected, that, for example, could actually cause you to have like really toxic attachment styles or just be cold hearted or, you know, to protect yourself. So it helps to heal you if you go back and heal yourself before you try to get too involved with someone else. I think constantly on the journey of healing as a partnership should kind of be priority.
Mm. That's definitely true. Like,
is that something you learned while being in this relationship because you did that before or you didn't do that before?
You know, I ask myself that a lot. And I do think I kind of got a little upper hand experience on it. But also, I almost said that.
We do that.
In the church growing up, I learned a lot of what not to do in a relationship, in marriages.
Right. You see the examples of things.
Absolutely.
Like, hell no, never.
That ain't gonna be me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all.
Literally, this was so good. I love you guys. I know. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
You're not getting rid of us now. We
now we got to know. We're friends now. Okay. It's a wrap.
It's a done deal.
For real. I know we say this all the time, but for real.
No, seriously. I told her yesterday. I know I was drunk, but she was like, I'm so excited you guys are coming. I was like, yeah, my manager hit us up and was like, y'all want to do this podcast? And I'm not logistics, so I hate that shit. So she's telling me, and she's like, I was like, well, yeah, but how much are they? What are they trying? I'm not gonna just come sit on a podcast. Like, what the fuck? Who? And they were like, no, it's this podcast. Like, I was like, oh, fuck yes, I'm doing it. And she was like, how much do you want to charge? What do you mean? Nothing. Oh, okay. So I felt pulled to it.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Well, I'm so grateful. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to get the message.
Absolutely. It's an energy thing that you feel. Sometimes you feel like you said, listen to your intuition. Sometimes like, it's not really for me.
The energy is currency, baby. It doesn't always show up in the ways that, you know, a payment or sometimes energy is. Yeah. Most of the time, hopefully, it's richer than that.
No, it is.
So
it's more important.
Yeah.
But I really hate leaving my house.
Where do you live? Well, actually, don't say
like,
this.
Yeah.
They live down the street. She's like, you never see me on the down. They don't know where we're at.
I'll say it.
We're in a private location.
We are in Alabama. Yeah,
we're a few miles away.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you're cool. You're right here.
Yeah, but if you see me, like, I cycle a lot, so I'm, like, always on my bike.
I have a bike. Should I come riding with you? I need to get on.
I looked at that bike. I was like, is this bitch right?
We might have to upgrade your bike, though.
Oh, it's a good bike, because I got it in COVID, and my practice boyfriend at the time was like to bike a lot, and so he made sure I got the bike.
Okay,
and I was,
you got the bike.
I got the skinny wheels and shit.
Yeah, you got the bike.
It's not going like mountain bike, bitch. It's like a real...
That's ooh. Struggle.
I'll be there next to you on my mountain bike.
We going so slow, but yeah, we love to ride our bikes. Mm-hmm. Just be
maybe I'll come ride over. I'll ride over to your crib, and then we'll take it from there.
And we work out. Won't last too long.
Oh yeah. Wait, okay. I don't like that Equinox.
It's not the best.
That's right.
It's not
all
the
that
best.
Money for that.
But it's close.
Yeah. We're bougie.
But also I'm OCD, so I like the fact that they're extra clean.
You can be working out on the floor and you see the cleaning people.
No, there is no sweat on this floor.
Listen, my friend has a membership at Equinox, and I went to the one in West Hollywood this week.
Oh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm. I was like, this is literally LA, and I'm like, this is what people think LA is.
Yes.
It was like perfectly like brushed hair.
No, it's
skinny bodies. There was this like gay guy, and his like he had this like his ass was popping. He was super tan. His beard. I was like, he's fine as fuck.
No, it'd be some and fine motherfuckers like, in there.
I was like, this is a motherfucking movie. No. You know, I forgot. I want my sweat set are not like sweatproof, so my whole crotch is wet. I have my good mom's like new
they
shirt
like
on.
It.
You can
they
see
like
every
it.
Sweat mark. On
they
my
like
whole
it.
Body.
They like it.
I didn't come prepared for
but
this.
But you know what? This is low key the secret good one. If you like want to network, especially with y'all, it's worth it. I mean, we've turned around and Khloe Kardashian was behind us.
Yep.
SZA. Kanye.
DJ Mustard.
Any
the way
random day. Yeah.
Really, Equinox is for networking.
That's how I looked at it.
I would work out when I went there. It was nice, but I was just...
And then I like boxing. They have great classes.
They do have good classes.
Yeah.
They do. Okay.
Maybe this is the most bougie LA talk.
It really is.
Equinox is your favorite.
Equinox, we need a sponsorship, as a matter of fact.
They don't give out shit.
They don't.
We try to get in like...
You see their clients how they're like...
They're like...
We thought we could get like a partnership, like combo membership. They're like, they don't have that.
I know.
But we're married.
I know.
Right. They're like the best thing I can tell you to do is just like post your workouts and maybe they'll like see you.
No, but we do have a cool contact though. Yeah. He's cool. He'd be hooking us up.
Okay, yeah. send me that. Send me that.
One of my friends should be a manager at Equinox.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now that we've done pre-promo for Equinox.
I know.
Equinox. We definitely
did. Can you tell the people where they can find you?
You can find us on Instagram. My Instagram is j.muse. And you can also find us on TikTok. We are The Muses. And
my Instagram is I am .muse.
Amazing.
Where can we find
Art? And then I have a Patreon. It's called Aquarius Comics. That's just launched. Shout out to Patreon. Hey. We're partners.
Yeah.
Hey.
And announcement coming soon with that. And what else? My art is madammuse.la.
Without an E. No E at the end of madam.
And I think that's it. Perfect. We had OnlyFans, but we stopped it.
Yeah. Wait, what was on there? Yeah. Wait, hold on now, bitch. Y'all just gonna slide that in there real quick.
So we actually stopped it, but and it's on Patreon now. So we put it on. I put it on. Patreon.
So it's not that. It's not that.
No, they.
You're not budging it wide open.
No, they let. It ain't me. It's animations. I animate us.
Is that what you start doing? Lesbian animations.
They're racking money on OnlyFans.
So you were doing like intimate animations of you guys.
We're tripping. Yeah. I can show you off camera.
Okay.
Wow.
We're tripping on, and then she does the voice.
Overs. Yeah.
Ooh, so I animate it, and then
That's sexy. I'm gonna need to get up on there.
Oh my god, it's like Dipsy, but your own better. Shit.
Yeah,
I love that. People's making money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna pop off like that.
Yeah. Were they expecting? Did they know it was animated, or they thought it was gonna be human?
No, I would never like clickbait.
I would.
But you know what? Everyone's telling me to do that. I am considering foot porn. Everyone's telling me to do it.
You have beautiful feet.
I mean,
I've been tempted to do foot porn too. I have a nice feet also. Maybe we could do a collab.
Yeah.
Touch and agree.
Menage his foot. Do
a collab. Throw some paint on there. Okay.
Pour honey all over.
With your approval. Right,
you
in the back.
With your approval. She'll be recording.
Yeah. With your approval, of course. I'm like, I'm going to do foot porn with your wife now.
We were just talking about that last night with Quay and
Jada.
Oh my god. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll put all their info in this episode description. Make sure you go check out the Good Vibe Retreat and come with us to Costa Rica.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram. Join our Patreon. We have a bunch of bonus clips over there. And when you join Patreon, you get access to our Discord community, which is Poppington all the time. There's always things happening. There's tons of horries. We didn't share one today, but we have like a list of horror stories.
I know, they're so unfair. We didn't even get to hear y'all horror stories. Okay.
These are other people's horror stories that they share. Oh. So we have a whole channel on Discord called Horries where people just share updated horries weekly. Like,
I want to see.
Yeah. There's like a truck driver in there. He's been doing some freaky shit over there.
Don't forget to go also and to Patreon to get your PDFs for the questions so you too can play at home. PDFs coming soon. All the PDFs you can think of.
Oh my god. Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.